Helen Willits, thank you. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday the 24th of March. There are warnings of gales in Fair Isle. The general synopsis at midnight. Low France, 1009, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking southwest veering northwest, 4 to 6. Rain, moderate or poor. North at Cira. Southerly 4 to 6, veering northwesterly 3 to 5, fair then rain, good becoming moderate or poor. South at Cira, southeasterly veering westerly 3 to 5, fair then rain, good becoming moderate or poor. Forties, Cromarty 4th, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 to 6, veering west later, rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger. Northwest 2 to 4, backing west or southwest 4 or 5. Rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in Fisher, backing southwest 4 or 5. Fair, moderate or good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland. North 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in White and Portland, becoming variable 3 or less, then west 3 or 4 later. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Plymouth, Biscay, southeast Fitzroy. Northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4 except in Fitzroy. Showers, thundery in Biscay, good, occasionally poor. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole. Northerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 4 or less. Rain with fog patches later, good, occasionally very poor later. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. North 3 to 5, backing west or northwest 2 to 4, rain later, fog patches later in Fastnet. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in Fastnet. Shannon, westerly or northwesterly, but southwesterly at first in west, 3 to 5, becoming variable 4 or less. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Mallin, Hebrides, Bailey. Southwest veering northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Hebrides, rain, showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7. Rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in southeast Iceland and later in Faroes. Rain or snow, moderate to very poor. That completes the shipping forecast. Now to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree, automatic. West southwest 2, 16 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Stornoway, south southwest 3, 35 miles, 1013 falling. Lerwick, southwest 5, slight rain, 7 miles, 1010 falling. Lucas, southwest by west 2, mist, 2 miles, 1015 falling slowly. Bridlington, north 4, 1015 rising more slowly. Sandetti, light vessel automatic, north northeast 4, 500 metres, 1,011. Greenwich light vessel automatic, 1 mile, 1,011. Jersey, north-northeast 4, fog, 900 metres, 1,011, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, north-northeast 5, 2 miles, 1,013. Scilly automatic, north 5, 7 miles, 1,015, rising slowly. Valentia, east 1, 24 miles, 1,020, now rising. Ronald's Way, north-northwest 3, 6 miles, 1,016, rising slowly. Mallin Head, southwest by south 3, 7 miles, 1,018, now rising. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Monday the 24th of March. The general situation, a ridge of high pressure over the British Isles will decline as a band of rain pushes southeast over Scotland today. The rain continues southeast over England tomorrow, with the ridge building again thereafter. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time in northwest, veering westerly later. Fair then rain or drizzle, showers later. Good becoming moderate or poor for a time. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6, veering west or northwest later. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwest 2 to 4, backing southwest 3 to 5, then veering west 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain later, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwest 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northerly 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then westerly 3 or 4 later. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then southwesterly 2 to 4 later. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeast 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then northwest 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. North 4 or 5, becoming variable 4 or less, then northwest 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. North 3 to 5, becoming variable 4 or less, then west or northwest 2 to 4. Occasional rain later, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. North 3 to 5, backing southwest, veering west later 2 to 4. Occasional rain later, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 or 4, veering northwest 4 or 5 later. Fair then rain or drizzle, good becoming moderate or good. Isle of Man, north or northwest 2 to 4, backing southwest, northwest 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally moderate or poor later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, west or northwest 2 to 4, backing southwest, veering northwest later 3 to 5. Rain and drizzle for a time, good becoming moderate or poor for a time. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, backing southwesterly, veering northwesterly later 3 to 5, rain and drizzle for a time, good becoming moderate or poor for a time. Mull of Kintyre to Ardmurchan Point. Southwest 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6, veering northwest 4 or 5 later. Fair then rain or drizzle, showers later. Good becoming moderate or poor for a time. Ardmurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 or 7, veering west or northwest 4 to 6 later. Fair then rain or drizzle, showers later. Good becoming moderate or poor for a time. Shetland Isles. Southwest 5 or 6, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's time for Prayer for the Day, presented by Richard Reddy.
Good morning. A close family relative turned 60 a few days ago, and I'm still struggling to comprehend that he's reached such a significant milestone. I must admit, he doesn't look 60, or doesn't look the way a 60-year-old is meant to. He has all his own hair, or so he claims, and has a physique that most men half his age would envy. Equally, and I don't mean this in the wrong way, but doesn't act like a man of that age. I suppose some may say that 60 is the new 40. Others would probably roll out that old cliche about age being nothing but a number. The truth of the matter is that nobody grows younger. We get older. So ageing is part of life, whether we like it or not. Moreover, it's still not possible to turn back or halt the hands of time, although science and cosmetic surgery are doing their best to address this. What's interesting about aging is the fact that we often look at the external aspects of this process, whether a person looks good for their age or is wearing well for their years. However, we rarely consider what wisdom or insight that person may have acquired on reaching a particular milestone. I think it would be worrying if a person of 60 not only looked like a 20-year-old, but also thought like one. Down the centuries, many religious figures and philosophers have spoken about the wisdom that comes with age, and how grey hair, if you still have any at an advanced age, should be your crowning glory, typifying sagacity of a life well lived. So I pray that we may all value the wisdom that comes with maturity and treasure those virtues that do not diminish with age. Amen.
That was Richard Reddy. BBC Radio 4, it's 6:15. Now time for Farming Today with Charlotte Smith.
Hello. Today, questions around new UK targets on pesticide use.
How will this actually be implemented and delivered, particularly when we see support schemes for farmers currently on pause?
But let's start today with a crop which originates from Siberia, grows in the dark and is picked by candlelight. Yeah, I'm talking about forced rhubarb, and supermarket sales are surging. The majority of this crop comes from a small area of West Yorkshire known as the Rhubarb Triangle. Sarah Falkingham has been to meet a fourth generation grower.
I've come to Pudsey near Leeds, and I'm in a steep valley with stone walls around me, some fields and lots of houses, because we're in a suburban area of Leeds. And rhubarb has been commercially grown here since Victorian times because it's in a frost pocket, and there's also lots of cheap coal for heating the sheds. So I'm outside in the fields where the crowns initially grow for 2 years, and then they need frost before coming